last year in Rockford had a very good impact on our team. And I think having a chance to work with him last year, I got to see firsthand how he can positively change a group and get them going in the right direction.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Black.
I don't want to hear about your stress. Jeremy Colleton in the last week got the Blackhawks head coaching job. Tonight he'll have his first official game as head coach. Oh, and by the way, the most important news, his wife just had a baby. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Welcome back to the program. Let's talk about what's really important first. How's the baby and how's mom?
As far as I know, they're good, but I haven't seen him in a couple days. But no, they're doing well, and obviously they're going to come to the game tonight, so that'll be exciting, along with my two other boys. So that'll be an excellent, pretty fun experience for them.
How old are the older boys?
6 and 4.
Well, the 6-year-old totally must get it, right?
Well, he's pretty jacked, and the 4-year-old does too. But I'd say my oldest, he's most into it. He knows all the players, not just on the Hawks, but I'd say in the whole league. So he'll be rocking and rolling.
Allow me to compliment you on how you've handled all of this. It's never easy, anybody trying to follow a legend, and I just think what you've had to say, and you've talked about being your own man while respecting Joel. I think that's great.
Thanks very much. Well, I mean, for me, it's, as you say, it's pretty tough task to follow a guy who's, you know, second all time and wins and 3 cups. But I learned a lot from him in my short time here, and at the same time, I'm not going to try and be him. So I think that's the way forward.
Let me ask you the obvious question, because you've seen Sean McVay with the Rams. We've seen other coaches. We were talking up there about Mike Tomlin when he came with the Steelers. He's 35, 36 years old. 33. I'm sure you don't feel like a kid, but you're a kid relatively by coaching terms in sports. So if there's one thing I've heard from people, they go, well, what's he doing about the fact that 3 or 4 guys on the team are older, and how's he going to command the room? What do you say to those folks?
Well, I don't think I would do it any different if I were 20 years older. The task is still to, you know, come in with a plan and, you know, explain the plan and why we're doing certain things and, you know, make them believe that this is the way forward to win. And if I do that, it's not going to matter how old I am. Of course, I believe in myself. I'm aware that, and I'm grateful that, you know, despite my age, that the organization believes in me. And, there's nothing more to say about it than that.
Heck of a compliment that the organization has chosen you. Go ahead.
Jeremy, when you look back at last season with Rockford and you guided the Ice Hogs to the conference finals and the Calder Cup playoffs, what did that experience do for you? How much did you learn from guiding a team to that point in the postseason?
Right. Well, I think the thing that was most rewarding was just to see the growth of the group as the year went on. Like, it wasn't easy. We had our ups and downs. Maybe as a coach, you're always impatient. It always takes a little bit longer than you'd like to get everyone on the same page and playing hard. But once we did, it was we had, you know, great few older guys, but the young guys really improved as the year went on. And there's a lot of them who used it as a springboard to be here now. So that was rewarding. And just to see that formula would work, you know, again, every level you go up, you're testing yourself and seeing if it's going to work going forward. And that was just nice, you know, affirmation that we're on the right track.
Coach, you inherit what Chicago fans know to be the dynasty, the team in Chicago that has won 3 championships in recent memory. You know, this team, as you just mentioned, it is, of course, modeled in what we saw with Coach Quenneville, but at the same time, you need to take it in a new direction. What do you see? What's going to be different on the ice for fans to see? I mean, we all know the team, and we all know the all-stars and legends that are on this squad, but what will we see from a team coached by you?
Well, I'm not sure if it'll be different, but one thing we will really emphasize is, you know, this pace without the puck. Like, it's one, we want to play fast with the puck, but when we don't have the puck, we want to pressure. We want to be skating. We want to be aggressive, and that's one thing that we'll demand, especially from the forwards. They're going to have to do a lot of work, and it's difficult to do, but if you play that way, you end up having the puck all the time, and then we get to defend when we have puck possession, which is a lot more fun than defending in your own end. So that'll be one thing we'll emphasize a lot. And of course, you know, as we go on, there'll be some details that we'll we'll tweak here and there, but we just want to get the guys feeling good, feeling excited to play. And I think, you know, a lot of these things will take care of itself because we've got good players, as you say. They know how to win, and they've high class in the league.
Hey, Jeremy, I have two questions for
you. By the way, is Sandberg, let me introduce you, Coach. Sandberg introduced the band to you. That's Justin Kaufman, okay. To my right, your left. And that's Dave Ennett, Chicago sports legend, who you know.
I have two questions. The first one, you played one game at the United Center back in 2009. Right. Do you remember anything that stuck out from that game?
Yeah, I do. First of all, we lost. So that was, you never like losing. But I said this in the press conference. I scored a goal, but they called it off. Goal interference. Not me. I wasn't doing the goal interfering. I was scoring. But
right.
And then the other thing, my parents were at the game because it was, I had just, I actually think it was 2011 because it was my first. It was. I came back from Sweden, and it was my second game that I got. You know, kind of got back in the NHL after being in Sweden. But one thing my parents mentioned last night was it was an anniversary of the '61 Cup team. So I didn't see it because I was in the dressing room. But it was they had a presentation for them.
I was at that game.
So it was kind of a cool. Yeah, we got beat 5-6-0. So you probably remember it well.
The other question I have is, you've been with your wife a really long time,
yeah.
And I give credit to spouses of people that have careers like this that are unpredictable. You were a player, you know, then you go into coaching. But when you've laid out your plan together, did you anticipate being at this point already?
No, definitely not. My plan was to play till I was 40. So this is it's quite far from the plan. But
well, you got hurt.
You know, I got hurt. Yeah, exactly. And so that was, you know, kind of got derailed. And, you know, for me to jump right back into coaching, and she was all for it. You know, she understands that I love the game and love to compete. And hockey's been a big part of my life since I was, you know, 4 or 5 years old. So really grateful for her for supporting me this whole way. And I definitely wouldn't be in this position if she wasn't the understanding gal that she is.
No, you're a good man for recognizing that. Jeremy Colleton's the new head coach of the Blackhawks. Get you out of here on a couple more, Dave.
Every coach I know in just about every sport has a mentor or somebody who helped them along the way. Who's yours?
I think it's hard to say one. You know, I think my dad, obviously, that's an easy one. You know, that's who you spend most of your time with when you're young. He's a farmer, and so we spend a lot of time together when we're younger. So that was important. And then, you know, I had a coach in junior, his name's Peter Anholt. You know, he really helped me a lot. It was extremely hard on me, but I came out of it just a different guy. You know, those would be two of the big ones. I had a really good coach, some really good coaches in pro too. So you just try to take something from everyone and sort of build your own style.
Power play and the penalty kill, two places that this team's got to get better. Where's that on your priority list?
Very high. And so we spent a lot of time over the last couple of days. It's not going to happen overnight. We understand that. But we want to start a process here of working together, both within the staff but with the players too. They have a lot of ideas. You know, a lot of these guys have had a ton of success, and they love the game. They're students of the game. So we're going to all work together to find the solutions here. And we'll see some progress tonight, I'm sure of that. But over time, that's when we're really looking for the payoff.
You got Carolina. Half of the Carolina team are former Blackhawks, so it's always fun to go beat them. Now, they started hot, and they have fallen on some tough times. Obviously, the Blackhawks are coming off a tough Canadian trip and some tough times. So you got two teams that both need a win. How are you feeling about tonight?
Well, I really like the response over the last 2 days, and especially yesterday. I mean, day one was tough. I mean, you got a guy, a legend, as you say, leaving the organization. It was mixed emotions for a lot of guys. But even then, they did a good job of being pros. But yesterday was excellent. And hopefully they come to the rink today excited and ready to play, and we can feed off that energy and get some good vibes going.
You going to give Cam Ward a chance to face his old team?
Corey's going to start today.
No, you know what? There you go. Coach.
There you go.
Yeah. See, I would be all heart, and I'd throw Cam Ward in there.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why I'm not.
That's why he's coaching, and you're not.
That's exactly right.
One day at a time. One day at a time. Here.
Listen, Coach. Congratulations, and as I said, love your take on all of this. Let's get healthy and stay healthy, and get back on the right track.
Thanks very much.
All right. See you later. That's Jeremy Colleton.